To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navigujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Živjo, z vami je oddaja Črna luknja. Danes na ta čudovit zimski dan, poln nekih dogodkov, v katerih ste se verjetno že kar naposlušali, smo vam pripravili poročilo z antifašističnih protestov na Dunaju. V srednjem delu bomo predvajali intervju z Blanko iz socialnega centra Kasika v Madridu, ki mu po 16 letih obstoja grozi evikcija. Ta pogovor bo potekal v angleščini, da bo informacija o bližajoči se evikciji in o težavah, s katerimi se sooča Kasika, zaokrožila tudi širše po Evropi. Oddajo bomo zaključili z branjem izjave antikapitalističnega bloka proti kriminalizaciji. No, zdaj pa začenjamo, kot že rečeno, z reportom o plesu Akademiker Bal na Dunaju in pa o spremljevalnem programu.
Pred enim tednom je na Dunaju potekal razkošni ples VKR, ki je bolje poznan pod imenom Nacibal in na katerem se ob tem času leta v razkošnem aristokratskem okolju nekdanje imperialne prestolnice srečuje avstrijska in širša evropska skrajna desnica. Že pred meseci so antifašistične mreže pozvale družbena gibanja, da se na ta dan zberajo na ulicah ter z blokadami in drugimi akcijami fašistično srečanje zmotijo. Policija je mobilizirala vse razpoložljive enote, zaprla velik del centra mesta in uvedla tako imenovane Gefahrenzone oziroma območja nevarnosti. Vanje policija ni spustila nikogar, razen udeležencev naci plesa. Na videzno demokratični družbi primerno je prepoved vstopa veljala tudi za novinarje. Kljub številčnosti, mobilizirano je bilo preko 2000 policistov, vsej bojni opremi in orožju policija ni uspela preprečiti, da bi množica odločnih, pogumnih in kreativnih antifašističnih aktivistov direktno izrazila svoj protest. Na številnih lokacijah po mestu se je zbralo med 8 in 10 tisoč ljudi, ki so na različne načine poskrbeli, da je bilo fašistično srečanje nevzdržno. Največji nemiri na Dunaju v zadnjih letih so zmotili mir v razredno razklani družbi. Med blokiranjem VKR plesa, spontanem premikanju po elitnem delu mesta in spopadih s policijo so padle tudi številne banke, policijska postaja in drugi simboli ter orodja razrednega gospodstva. No pasaran.
Okay.
Center Social Occupado La Casica, or in English, Social Center Casica, in Madrid is in danger of eviction. Casica has been occupied for 16 years and is a political and social center of reference in Madrid and throughout the country. We spoke with Blanca from Madrid about the issue. First, she told us about history of Casica, activities that take place in the social center, and about its involvement in other social movements and activities in Madrid and beyond.
We have been occupied since 16 years. It's the oldest squad in Madrid, the oldest social center, and one of the oldest social center in Spain, in whole Spain. We are a referent in the social movements in Madrid and in Spain. It's not in Madrid, in the capital. It's in the metropolitan area of Madrid, in a town close to Madrid. The name is Móstoles. It's a very big town with 200,000 of inhabitants, but the social dynamics are like in a town. Here all the people know each other and this kind of things. It's a very heterogeneous social center with people from different age, different ideologies. But the principles, the main of the social center is the horizontality, the self-management, the non-authority, the anti-capitalism, and all the people fight for these things and for feminism, anti-specism, and these kind of things, no? And to me, I think that it's the most important of La Casica is that it's the reference politic place in our town, and very diverse people use this place. We do all kind of activities. We do workshop, for example, or all kind of talks. For example, about anarchism or about animal liberation or feminism. And we have also regular activities like workshop, or we have also sport activities and concerts. I don't know, the same activities that all kind of social centers do. We are now in Reus. We have problems with justice, the owner of the space. He wants throw out us, and we are in risk of eviction. We know that since December. And we are began a campaign for support La Casica. We are receiving support for the whole Spain and also for Madrid and the whole world, actually. The last Saturday we have done a very big demonstration with almost 3,000 people. It's a lot because Móstoles is a town, it's not a capital. So the whole town was full of people.
So what is the status of the space? Who is the owner, and why does he want to evict social center now after 16 years?
This is the third time that we have problems with the justice. The first time was in 2008 because a urban plan began in our town, but the urban plan with the crisis and so on stopped. Then in 2012 started the problems with the owner of the space, because before this this period because, o sea, before 2012, the Hofner he didn't have the paper of the property, so until since 2012, we don't have problem with the property, but we have problem with the city hall of Móstoles because it's a very conservative government, is in the right, and we have a lot of problems with the city hall because there are a lot of political repression, and in 2012 start the problem with the property. We have done in 2012 another demonstration, big demonstration, and the legal process has stopped. And now this is the last opportunity of the Hofner to recuperate to have the property of the space, but it's also very difficult to us to have a good resolution for us. So this is the situation, and also we have a very big problem because the justice is asking to us for 18,000 euros for defense us, like we have to pay that for half the right to defense. If we don't pay this money, we can go to defense us, and we are now trying to join all this money for the justice.
As we understand, the situation will be resolved through court.
In the case of 2012, the situation was also was resolved in the court, but we have won thanks to the support of the people and the demonstration and so on. So we are trying now to have also a very big support for people of all the place. No, we have a very big support for the people of our town, but also of another place in Madrid and Spain. And we think that is a good point for us for trying to win another time. We know that, but that it's quite difficult, but we are trying. We want to follow fighting.
We hear that there is a broad eviction problem in Spain. So what are the pressures that politically active spaces are facing? How do you fight against the constant threat of eviction?
Yeah, the situation with the social center nowadays is quite bad. In Barcelona, for example, or Madrid, that are the bigger cities and with more squats, there have been a lot of eviction in last years, and the problem is that the project life of a squad is not so long, so it's quite difficult to build a political project, a social project in a social center that you know that probably you have an eviction in 1 year or 6 months or so on. So the law is quite hard. Now you can go to prison for a squad for Occupy, but it's not the normal, but you can go to prison if you have another charge. But anyway, the people follow squatting and follow fighting because we have there are social centers, but now there are also lot of people that squat for living, because we have a very big problem with housing. A lot of people now, they think that can be a real solution, no? And that we have a very big crisis, and that the problem are the banks and the capitalism system. And for a lot of people that before crisis don't believe in occupation, now they know that can be a solution. And also there are a lot of illegal eviction. This is also a problem, no? That a lot of times police come without a legal paper to the eviction, but they do anyway.
Okay, so for the end, we will hear how international community can support the struggle of Social Center Casica and the struggle of other spaces that are under threat.
Well, I think that this kind of fights, when you know that you are in risk of an eviction, are very hard for the people that is fighting, because you know that in the end, the eviction comes, no? And I think that it's very hard, because it's very sad that your political project or your life project has an end, but to follow fighting and to follow in the struggle, it's very nice, and it's great all the support shows, like placards, or for example this call, no, for a radio in Slovenia is great, and all the spreading shows and that, no, this spread the situation of La Casica, and spread that this kind of project can work. And that is all, no? And any kind of support is welcoming, no? Because all this thing, any kind of support is welcoming, and we appreciate a lot, and we are very happy with when these things happen.
Y poder solo las cosas que podían comprender.
Tako, zdaj le bomo napravili krajšo prekinitev oddaje in sicer z javljanjem v živo. Preselili se bomo pred bivši Metropol, zdaj očitno neko novo menzo, ki jo odpira gostinsko-turistična organizacija, bolj znana pod kratico Show. Danes ob 12. se je tam začela tiskovna konferenca, ob odprtju menze, zvečer bo še požrtija, mislim, da ob 9, tako da vljudno vabljeni. Nas pa seveda zanima, kaj se je zgodilo na tiskovni konferenci, kjer so se zbrale Show, biznis, živine, tako da bomo zdaj le poklicali Kukija, da nam poroča, kaj se je tam pravzaprav zgodilo. No, Kuki se zaenkrat ne oglasi, očitno je, imajo Show birokrati ogromno pametnih stvari zapovedati in jih mora pozorno spremljati. Zdaj pa, če izdam, v bistvu se je načrtovala neka akcija in sicer se imenuje Siti smo, Siti Showa, lačni sprememb. Aha, Kuki, sporočajo mi tamle, da je Kuki z nami.
Ni, Kuki. Je pa Show, Special Show for Show.
Special Show for Show, aktivna misel. Dobro.
Ja.
Prosim, kaj se je zgodilo?
Show, zato sem šel na Show, ampak na tem Show, ko sem prišel na Show, sem ugotovil, da je to privat Show. Tako da, restauracija Show, ki ga je naredil Show, poleg parlamenta Show, se hvali za pesticidi na krožnikih. Ak Show je pač Show, mali Show, Show must go on, ampak to ni, pa tudi če boš šel na ta Show, ne boš užival ta Show, ker je slab Show. Show must go on, fuck them all. Živjo.
Evo, kratek report je bil to. Zdaj pa nadaljujemo s tem, kar smo si zastavili. In sicer nadaljujemo z izjavo antikapitalističnega bloka proti kriminalizaciji upora in življenja.
Preko Evrope vihra nova nevarnost, nevarnost protestnice, ki s svojim telesom in svojimi mislimi izraža nasprotovanje strategijam trganja družbenega tkiva. Med tem, ko nevidna roka trga vse bolj posega v naš vsakdan, ko nas sili vse bolj obubožana življenja, je klena pest državne represije pospešeno preprečuje našim telesom svobodno gibanje, našim željam pa svobodno izražanje. Oblastniki v svojem pehanju za višanje profitne stopnje za srečne izbrance sprevrženega toka kapitala vse bolj osvobajajo številke in hkrati zapirajo ljudi. Vse bolj krčijo trdo priborjene socialne pravice in nas porivajo v revščino ter prekernost. Razprodajo skupnega, poblagovljenje tako naših odnosov kot naših dobrin nujno spremlja policijska država, saj nevidnega trga ne vodi slepa sreča, ampak policijska palica. Medtem, ko Grčija pospešeno drvi v revščino in opustošenje, se na ulicah pojavlja vse več policijskih kordonov, ki so obraz in izraz izrednega stanja varčevalne histerije. Medtem, ko se v Angliji po univerzah zbirajo uporni kolektivi, ki zahtevajo univerzalen dostop do izobrazbe, se prav tam množijo kamere, varnostne službe, vojaško opremljeni policisti. Vlada pa sprejema vedno strožje zakone za preprečevanje poskusov povzročitve neprijetnosti ali sitnosti. Medtem, ko se v Španiji krepi gibanje prekernih, brezposelnih in notranje razseljenih, vlada uvaja zakonsko prepoved protesta z novimi drakonskimi kaznimi za bizarne prekrške. Medtem, ko se v Sloveniji poglablja neenakost in revščina, varuhi sistema zatirajo uporne z zapornimi in denarnimi kaznimi, vlada pa stopnjuje teror prek novih zakonov o policijskem prisluškovanju, sledenju in nadzorovanju. Razprodaja državnega premoženja, ki ga je v preteklosti gradila skupnost, in kriminalizacija upora sta dve plati iste medalje – kot sta država in trg, le dve plati istega mehanizma zatiranja. Država, ki nasili vse večjo revščino in prekernost, ki krepi represivne organe skozi ukrepe za izhod iz krize, postaja vse učinkovitejši mehanizem za produkcijo pokorne delovne sile v rokah svetovnih in lokalnih korporacij. Zatiranje političnega življenja, ki je pogoj za obstoj kapitalizma, se znotraj finančne krize poglablja, medtem pa vsak poskus kolektivnega organiziranja preprečujejo zakoni, kazni, razni uniformirani možje in ne nazadnje v nas ponotranjena policija. Vse je po zakonu, vse je prepovedano, vse je kriminal, razen potrošnje. Individualni odgovori na krizo postajajo vse bolj sprejemljivi, manična potrošnja, depresija, samomor, droge, ki so obupni načini preživetja v bedi odtujenosti, pa edini dovoljeni načini izražanja nezadovoljstva. Radost upora nadomešča depresija za štirimi stenami, kreativnost odpora, bednost pehanja za novimi izdelki v templih konzumerizma, veselje v skupnem pa privatna razprodaja naših teles in duha. Kriminalizacija upora in življenja nasploh je hkrati orodje za uničevanje samoorganiziranih kolektivov in v preteklosti priborjene avtonomije ter zadnji obupni poskus vladajoče elite, da se obdrži na oblasti. Krepitev policijske prisotnosti pa ni zgolj znak zatiranja upora, ampak tudi njegove krepitve. Ni strah nas, tistih, ki si upamo svobodno gibati, protestirati, živeti, ampak je strah tiste, ki se oklepajo svoje nakradene lastnine, oblasti, zakonov. Svoboda vstajnikom. Razlastimo kapitaliste, odpustimo policiste. Poslušali ste izjavo antikapitalističnega bloka iz januarja 2014.
Prišli smo do konca oddaje. Naj vas zdaj, čisto za konec, še povabimo na dogodek danes ob 7. uri, ob 19. uri v A-Infoshopu, in sicer Misliti nemogoče, pogovor o kriminalizaciji v organizaciji antikapitalističnega bloka. Vabljeni. Kar se tiče Črne luknje, je to za danes vse. Se slišimo čez 14 dni.
To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja in ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljufan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navigujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo.
In da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!